Mitt Romney has tightened up. The numbers now from NBC's Scott Walterman in Washington.
While the president still holds a 51-43 lead in Ohio, in Florida and in Virginia, the two are statistically tied. In Florida, the president leads 47% to 46%, down from 49-45 in mid-September. And in Virginia, the president has 48% to 46% versus a 49-45 last month. Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio, Washington.
A new Senate report says a multi-billion dollar program created in the aftermath of 9/11 has illegally collected information about innocent Americans and has produced little valuable intelligence on terrorism. This is NBC News Radio. American Airlines and its pilots union are sitting down today to resume contract negotiations. Here's reporter Scott Gordon at NBC-owned station KXAS in Dallas.
After weeks of slowdowns, cancellations, and finger-pointing, American Airlines managers and leaders of the pilots union are finally about to meet face-to-face.
Yeah, we are very pleased. Obviously, we're committed to working with the APA to find a solution that works.
Pilots first agreed to the meeting last week, but reneged within hours when Americans sent a letter threatening legal action over minor maintenance write-ups, which the company blames for widespread delays.
Pilots have taken a strike vote but won't reveal the results while negotiations are ongoing. And trouble on American Idol. TMZ has video showing Nicki Minaj yelling at Mariah Carey during auditions for the show. Sources say Minaj threatened to knock Carey out, and auditions were ended early so the two could cool down. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
There are fewer tears in the beer. The suds industry is rebounding. The Beer Institute, where no doubt many would like to study, is reporting that beer shipments increased almost 2% in the U.S. the first 8 months of this year. This following three straight years of declines. Helping is a rising employment rate among young men. Leading the comeback are small-time craft beer makers, forcing the big players such as Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors to adopt new business strategies. Recent signs the housing market may be ever so slowly on the mend are now showing up in the apartment market. Landlords are finding a slowdown in their potential tenant pool. Industry group Reese reports the smallest increase in apartment occupancies over the summer in more than 2 years, as record low mortgage rates help spur more house purchases. Asian and European stock markets mostly down today, but S&P futures right now gaining 1 point. NASDAQ futures up 6, Dow futures tacking on 11. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
We move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. that when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us.
And if you are ready, then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now.
First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everyone. It is an exciting day here on First Shift. Once we get hour one behind us, we are, and I'm very excited about this, we are going to be having a three-hour fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan, and it is going to be a really dynamic morning. We have some amazing guests. I'm going to give you some of the names of people you can and will hear from this morning, including my co-host today. I'm going to have a co-host beginning at 7 o'clock, Lori Lamoran, who is the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan, who is with us most Wednesdays, will be in studio with me and helping me navigate through the fundraiser today. So I'm very excited to welcome her into the fold here at First Shift as an official radio show host, and I'm sure she's going to bring a lot to the table. In fact, you know, maybe I'll even take part of the day off. Who knows? Nah, I'm not going to do that. But it should be a lot of fun, and I'm going to go through some of the guests here in just a moment. I do, though, want to give you some information that you can perhaps help us out with through social media. There's a unique opportunity. Not only are we having a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood this morning, but they have found a generous anonymous donor that will match every dollar that is raised during the program today. So this is a really unique opportunity to see what we can do to help this more than worthy organization. So for every dollar you donate, it will be matched by a generous anonymous donor. Now, how are you going to be able to donate today? I'm going to be doing this a lot today, so just get used to it. You can actually call 888-437-9511, and I've already posted all this to Facebook, so it's already up on Facebook. So if you want to just go to Facebook and share the post that I put up, that'd probably be the easiest thing for you. I don't care how you do it, I just ask you to do it. Again, it's to donate via telephone, 888-437-9511. To donate online, go to miplannedparenthood.org, miplannedparenthood.org. Now, you can start donating at any time. You don't have to wait until 7 o'clock, and I'm sure that you can do it after 10 a.m. as well. But for now, my hope and my goal is that you will consider sharing this with your network through social media so that we can reach as many people as we possibly can. Now, before I move on, we actually have an amazing surprise guest in the 8 o'clock hour, and I'm not going to share who it is, but folks, It's a very big name in the women's rights movement, and it's somebody that you will consider a hero and somebody that you would love to hear from. And we are happy that she will be with us. So you have to wait till the 8 o'clock hour. I'm not spilling the beans on that. All right? So some of the people that will be joining us, Congressman Gary Peters will be with us. John Kesrich, who is the political field operations director for Planned Parenthood. State Rep Lisa Brown, who was just with us. As you know, she's also running for Oakland County Clerk Register of Deeds. Shelley Weisberg, the legislative director of the Michigan ACLU. And Liz Ratliff, who's the field organizer for Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. And then, of course, Lori Lamrand will be with me. And there are others, but those are the ones... Those are the ones I'm giving you out now. I just got to tell you, this is such an exciting morning for us, and I can't wait for the 7 o'clock hour to start. But in the meantime, we got lots of stuff to get to between now and then. So, as we do every morning, let's get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is actually pretty simple, and it is certainly in concert with our theme for the day, and that is give, 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 give. I know, especially those of us that are politically active, we're always giving to something, and usually it's either time or money, or more likely money or time, but yeah, It's hard because everybody's always needing money, and we know that that's a reality. We don't get upset about it, and many of us, like me, wish that we could do more, and we just do what we can. Well, I'm asking you today, even in the middle, and as we get, not the middle, as we get towards the end of the political season, and every candidate and their brother and their mother and their cousin and their friends are asking you to donate, I'm going to do it too. $5, $10, $20, $100, $500, whatever you can afford. But there's no question that after what Planned Parenthood has had to endure over the last few years, most importantly, that we send a loud and clear message this morning that, yes, we are willing to give and give and give and give because we need to make sure we protect the health of all women and those men who utilize the service of Planned Parenthood. Remember, last year, 6% of their patients were men. This is an equal opportunity to give. I know. You want to do it, you can't do it. $5? You can do $5. We can all do $5. We can all do something. And let's remember that the whole point of this is to protect women. Because the war on women is real. And until we stand up and stop it, and we can certainly send a message today that by giving, that's right, to give often means we're pretty good at receiving as well. What you receive, well, that's up to you. Anyway, today's first word is give, and we'll be coming back to this over and over and over again today. Very, very excited to move things forward, but before we do that, we've got this hour to do and some important things to do in this hour, including welcoming Anthony back. And, although the Tigers lost the game last night, obviously it's inconsequential. To be honest with you, I didn't even read about the game. I have no idea anything but the score. They lost 4-2. That's all I know.
Yeah, Miggy went 2-for-3, had 2 more RBIs, and that's about it.
Wow. Tonight's a big night. For Miguel Cabrera, anyway. Tonight's a big night. He can wrap up the Triple Crown. He can do something that hasn't been done since 1967, and it actually puts him, you were telling me after the show yesterday, in very elite company. It does not?
Yeah, there's actually been only two players that have put up the season he has, and that was Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
Yeah, a couple lightweights there, sure.
Yeah, right.
Just amazing. I was actually talking to your brother yesterday afternoon. He called me, and we were talking about the Triple Crown, whatever. And while he was on the phone, I went online and I just was reading some of the quote unquote independent journalists that are out there. You know, there are all kinds of baseball blogs, and there are a ton of them. And I was just reading some of the reaction and. It just seems that the majority of people, with the exception of, I don't know, a couple, but the majority of them just say, absolutely, the guy is the MVP. You can slice this any way you want. They were talking about some kind of statistics program called WAR. Are you familiar with WAR?
Yeah, wins above replacement.
Whatever. I have no idea what that meant. I still don't know what it meant, and you just said it. So what does it mean?
It is the calculated wins, like if you were taken out of the lineup, how many losses they would have if you compared if you were in or whatever.
Is that, that's not science. That's a guess.
Yeah, they got a formula for it.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, anyway, they talked a lot about WAR and, you know, how, you know, WAR doesn't like Cabrera and it likes Trout but writers don't necessarily embrace WAR and blah, 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 blah.
We'll actually know by the time the game starts if Cabrera has won the Triple Crown or not, because Texas plays at 3:30 today. And if Hamilton doesn't hit a home run, or he'd have to actually hit two, then Cabrera's the, what you call it, the Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, and I did read that if they tie, he still wins the Triple Crown, right? So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Certainly, I would expect that. It seems like he's comfortably ahead in RBIs, and I think...
Yeah, he has the RBIs and batting average pretty much wrapped up.
Right. Somebody would have to get 10 tonight, whoever.
Somebody would have to get 12.
12, okay. I mean, yeah, that likelihood of that happening, zero and none. So, yes, it's all about that the home run thing, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens tonight. So the Detroit Tigers do wrap up their season this evening. No matter what happens, they have made the playoffs, and they're still waiting, Anthony, to figure out who their opponent is.
Yeah, Oakland actually crawled back in, and they could actually win, pass Texas up one of the division, and Texas could actually get eliminated in that wild card game this year if they end up losing the division, and then they'd get matched up against either New York or Baltimore.
Okay, well, you know, lots of drama coming up. Baseball postseason on its way. Friday it starts, by the way, but we got to get through today first. So, let's do that. Let's get to the break. 888-552-3595. I'm sure many of you have heard another scandal, if you will, in the Detroit Police Department. Another police chief unceremoniously leaving their jobs. Sweet God, what's going on there? We'll talk about it on the other side. This is 1310 WDTW.
With Tony Triano. I've always thought it as something that's still holding the country back. You choose to love whoever you love. It's no different than discriminating against blacks. It's discrimination, plain and simple.
On 1310 WDTW.
I think it's the right thing to do. So whether it costs them votes or not, it's really not about votes. It's about people.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Let's check your roadways. We got some problems. Let's head over to 96 eastbound at 94. That ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to an accident. Got a report of a broken water main on Middle Belt Road, both directions just north of 94. And the Davidson westbound at 96, an accident has a left shoulder block on the ramp to 96 eastbound. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege.
Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Well, as I said, currently suspended, police chief Ralph Godbey has been accused of having a ill-advised and illegal, perhaps, affair with a police officer, perhaps more than one, in the Detroit Police Department. I do not know what it is about that office. You know, he was well-liked. I'm going to say that. And he seemingly was, you know, on top of his game, although we see crime in the city of Detroit is skyrocketing. Anyway, let's listen to some audio from WXYZ Channel 7. We'll come back and chat about this.
It's Chester Logan. He's been with the Detroit Police Department for more than 40 years. He is a Vietnam veteran, and from all accounts, he is well-liked and respected. He is the man in charge tonight, running the police department in the midst of a scandal. Assistant Chief Chester Logan, who is now the interim police chief.
He's been around a long time. He's well-liked by the community. He's well-liked by officers. I think he'll be an ideal interim or a permanent chief. It should have come to that.
16-year veteran officer John Bennett worked under Logan at the old 7th Precinct. Bennett is also a friend of the now suspended chief, Ralph Godbey.
I was disappointed. I was saddened. The chief is a personal friend. Clearly, he needs some help. I think he should seek therapy. This is the second time for this kind of thing, and it just can't happen. So I would hope he would do the best thing for the organization and resign.
Even before the Godbey investigation, it's been a rocky time for police in Detroit. Cutbacks, longer shifts, and a court battle with the mayor. And now this.
It's added stress. It's an embarrassment. You expect better from your leader. This is a person who guides the ship, that leads the mission. And if his moral house is not in order and his ethical standing is not what it should be, then it's a problem. So it just adds to what's already there, and it's not a good situation at all.
Now, a spokesman for the mayor told me tonight that Mayor Bing has confidence in Chester Logan, that he will continue the crime-fighting efforts, keep the department rolling. One police officer told me tonight in describing Chester Logan that he is quiet and strong and steady. Logan will be in this position as interim chief until the Godbey investigation is over. On the city's west side, I'm Cheryl Choden, 7 Action News.
You know, and it's just unfortunate for the department, for Chief, or perhaps former Chief Godby. And certainly we wish Chester Logan the best as he steps up. There was an article in this morning's paper, or an op-ed piece that said maybe it's time the city of Detroit hires a chief from outside of the state, somebody that has a record of rebuilding departments, that understands the challenges of budgets, et cetera, et cetera. I'll leave that for those that know better than I do, and I'm not that person. I would have no idea how to go about searching for and retaining a ethical and morally upright police chief. But there's, again, a problem. Man, what is it? I mean, I get it that sex is awesome, but this doesn't sound like it's just about sex, and God forbid that it is just about sex. Then, yeah, Godby has a problem. My understanding is that he was obsessed with this woman, and she tried to break it off, and he wouldn't allow it. Because, yes, we always have that option. Let them do their investigation before we become overly critical. Certainly the business of the police department will go on. It certainly sounds like Chester Logan is more than capable. It's not that he hasn't been in charge of lots of people in the past. And as the assistant police chief, certainly he understands the scope and gravity that comes with the job as the Detroit police chief. Well, let it play out. It's just unfortunate and quite sad that Detroit finds themselves, and if we can want to call it a scandal, I'll call it a scandal. I don't know that it necessarily is. I don't even know how you describe scandal anymore. How do you define it? I don't know. But, again, life goes on for the police department. I don't think this fundamentally changes anything. We do know that there are some serious issues. I can't fathom the intensity and stress that goes along with the job of being police chief in the city of Detroit after what they've done to the rank and file members. It's just wrong, and it needs to be dealt with. But, you know, this not unlike, and we're going to talk about the water and sewerage strike from AFSCME Local 207 on the other side of the break, but it's not terribly unlike that, where, you know, the police have seen their pay cut repeatedly, their benefits cut repeatedly, and by, you know, most people's point of view, man, you got to take care of your first responders. You've got to take care of your public safety, whether that's police or firemen, and it's just not happening in Detroit. And I think Dave Bing either has his priorities absolutely out of whack, he is not feeling well and it's affecting his judgment, or he's just trying to delay things until he can somehow slip out of his responsibilities in the job as mayor of the city of Detroit and move on and let somebody else deal with that reality. I don't know. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Roger in Garden City. Roger, thanks for punching in this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. I thought that Ralph Godby did a good job. It's just that he got involved in things he shouldn't have, and we've stepped to let the investigation tell us what really happened. Sometimes things are worse. Sometimes things are bad. I think the guy that's going to replace him will probably do a great job, and Detroit will move on. The best thing I ever remember for a police chief in Detroit was a gentleman, I can't remember his name, he was the Wayne County Sheriff. He had some similar problems with some affairs, but he was such an outstanding guy for Detroit for a police chief. I think he was probably the best they ever had.
You know, Roger, this kind of, and just indulge me for a moment here, but this kind of reminds me of President Clinton, who was a really great president, a great leader, has a great mind, intelligent, did amazing things for this country. But when it came to taking care of his willy, man, he like had a total separate group of priorities. I never quite understood how he could be that president and also be that adulterer. You know, it was just odd for me. Oh, we lost Roger? Okay. Anyway, I just, that kind of likens that for me. Just very odd. Very, very odd. I don't know. Sex does weird things to people. No question about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll update you on the Ask Me Local 207 striking workers at the Water and Sewerage Department. And, folks, it's not getting better, and I don't know what better looks like, but it doesn't look like what we're about to share with you. And this could get ugly. This could get real ugly. This is First Shift. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back after this. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Taking a look at your traffic, we're still following a couple of problems. First one's over on 96 eastbound. The ramp to 94 eastbound, that's closed due to an accident. And Middlebelt Road southbound, just before 94, that road is closed due to a water main break, but the northbound lanes are open. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Shouldn't we be encouraging people to vote, including making the process much easier and accessible than it is now? After all, voting is a citizen's most basic act of democratic participation, and we're told by editorialists and school teachers that it's our civic duty. Yet Republican officials in many key states have been going all out to discourage voters from casting ballots. This is un-American. Well, that's exactly the problem, cry GOP politicos, feverishly warning that hordes of non-Americans are swarming into our polling places to pervert our elections with their illegal votes. Thus, say Republican partisans, we must preserve the sacred integrity of the ballot by conducting sweeping purges of voter lists, especially in Democratic areas, and we must impose a new layer of authoritarian show-me-your-papers impediments on darker-skinned voters. For example, the GOP Secretary of State in Colorado excitedly asserted, Joe McCarthy style, that he had a list of 11,805 non-citizens who were on the state's voter rolls. To prove it, he targeted 3,900 of them, directly challenging their citizenship. The Colorado politico hoped to make a name for himself with this ugliness, but oops, he only made a fool of himself. It turns out that only 141 of his targets had any questionable status, and only 35 of those had ever voted. Even more embarrassing, his hit list of 35 illegal voters included 8 people in Denver, but an independent check there found that all 8 are citizens. This is Jim Hightower saying, meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the Republican leader of the state house didn't even pretend that his effort to ram a voter ID requirement into law had a more noble purpose than raw partisan politics. The law, he gloated, is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. So much for ballot integrity.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WD. DTW. First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. The strike with AFSCME 207, Local 207, is the water and sewerage workers in the city of Detroit, understanding that they have been informed 82% of the staff will be eliminated. More cuts are coming to their wages and benefits. Some of them already qualify to live on food stamps. And as we found out yesterday when Herb Sanders was with us, attorney Herb Sanders, some of them are actually living in homeless shelters. How these folks sleep at night, and I don't mean the employees, I mean management, is beyond me. A couple stories. Let's start with one from WXYZ Channel 7. This stuff really gets to me. This is from WXYZ Channel 7. The mayor, you know, showing great leadership, has decided that, well, yes, they're down. Good time to kick them. This is what he had to do.
The judge ordered them to go back to work, but the way it looks right now, this could be heading toward day four. Now, late this afternoon, Mayor Dave Bing's office issued a statement saying the 34 workers who walked off the job Sunday are immediately suspended without pay and could face termination pending a hearing. Now, the administration says their actions endangered public health and safety, but workers are angry over cuts in pay and benefits. Yesterday, a judge issued a temporary restraining order against the strike, saying it jeopardizes public safety. But AFSCME Local 207, which is overseen by Council 25, has been urged by Council 25 for those employees to comply with the court orders. Still, workers were back at the picket line again today. Some of them have been told that they could be fired by October 10th.
If that's the way they're going to act, we're never being able to settle this thing at all.
What do you tell your workers who are facing that termination?
That we're standing strong and we defend all our members against all attacks, wherever they come from.
The union says the city is trying to get rid of as many as 80% of the staff in the next 5 years. They believe that those jobs would be replaced by contract workers. Now, Local 207 says more than 900 workers have committed to going on strike, and a strike of that magnitude could cripple the water system, which serves 4 million people across Metro Detroit.
All right. Now, we do have a little audio. This comes from the Detroit Free Press. They interviewed one of the striking workers. The audio is not great, but you'll certainly be able to hear what this individual, Christopher Sheffield, had to say.
I got word that they're passed judgment to cut 80% of the water department and talking about giving us 10% cuts in pay and talking about going up 10% on our health insurance pay. And I don't think that's right or appropriate for what we do here. I mean, we're not already making a lot of money. So we need to continue to take more from us. Our equipment's going down. And we've been doing the job as best we can and keeping up with all these hassles that keep coming our way. And it's just getting to a point where it's ridiculous. You want to take stuff from us and cut us. And most likely have us train somebody that's not qualified to do the jobs that we've been doing for years.
All right, for those of you that are anti-union, and I know you're out there, and for those of you that see, well, you know what, if they don't like their job, just tell them to go get another one. All right, let's go with that asininity for a moment. A, there aren't a lot of decent wage jobs out there right now, as we all know, number one. Number two, this is not what they signed on for. Bait and switch in so many ways. And again, let's just keep blaming everything on the unions. I've had enough. I am certainly not going to be tolerant of that philosophy on this program in any way, shape, or form. And you can criticize me six different ways to Sunday about that. You can, you know, do the whole, yes, but organized labor funds your show. That's true. They don't tell me what to say. They don't tell me how to feel. They don't tell me how to live my life. They don't need to. I'm a pretty articulate, intelligent guy all on my own. I don't need somebody else telling me how to do this program or anything else. I've been on radio the better part of 20 years. I think by now I've kind of figured it out. And I've certainly figured this situation out. This is, again, Mayor Bing wanting to bust one of their major unions. As both Richard Mack and Herb Sanders shared on the show yesterday, And if you go to the 9 o'clock hour of the podcast yesterday, the whole hour, you can hear us articulate step by step what's going on here. There's a lot of money to be had by private contractors in the water department, and this is just their way of making sure more people get more money to stick in their pocket. Richard Mack beautifully and sadly articulated one of the realities. And one of the realities is that when they bring in their quote-unquote private contractors, they will make three times as much money as the rank-and-file members of AskMeet Local 207 are now making. How do they get away with that? Well, it doesn't matter how they get away with it. They do. This is why Public Act 4, Proposal 1, needs to be defeated. It allows this kind of unethical tomfoolery to happen. Folks, we're messing with people's livelihoods. So for you anti-union schmucks out there, you people that have absolutely no respect for what organized labor has done for you and continues to do for you, whether you'll recognize it and embrace it or not, this is not the way we treat other people. And this is, again, another classic example of why Proposal 2, which protects workers' rights, which protects democracy in the workplace, which gives us a right to collective bargaining, which is a human right, which is why it belongs in the Constitution, is so critical. And I don't know how you can see it any other way. In fact, I often get pushback on this, but nobody ever comes back with any legitimate reason to see it a different way. Well, unions are outdated. They've outlived their purpose. How? How? Answer those questions. How? If they don't like it, tell them to go out and get another job. Where? What happened to the job they had, the promises that were made? What if this was happening to you? What if wherever you were working, they brought you in, they hired you, they brought you in, they promised you you'd make so much money, you do that for a couple years, and then you're told you're going to get a bump after 2 years, but they say, well, we're actually going to cut your pay by 10% and increase your insurance obligation by 10%. Okay, what about the next year when they cut it by 10% again and increase your insurance premiums by another 10%? You're going to start looking for another job, right? What happens when you can't find it because it's not there? What happens then? And don't you dare tell me that this is not happening in non-union shops, because that's where it happens first. Talk about the path of least resistance. They don't need to negotiate. They can mandate whatever they want. They can pocket as much money as they want. They never have to open up their books. They never have to justify their existence. They never have to say whether or not they are profitable. Yes, non-union shop, Muskogee. And I don't care. Shop can be an office. It can be a literal shop. It can be anything you want it to be. Don't be literal on me. You all know what I'm talking about. You know, after what we've done to teachers, after what we've done to road workers, after what we've done to sanitation workers, after what we've done to policemen and firemen, after what we do to nurses, after what we do to everybody that literally makes up the foundation of our work community, especially those that are in organized labor, that are being persecuted just because they have a union card, should be not only criminal, it is sinful. I said when I spoke to the teachers on Monday afternoon that I honestly believe in my heart, with my faith in God, I honestly believe that these people will be met at the gates of hell for what they've done to society. And I really believe that. I am my brother's keeper. Treat others as you want to be treated. Apparently that doesn't matter, or, you know, maybe like Mitt Romney, you think you can buy your way into heaven. Oh, we've all heard the cliche, you can't take it with you. I think some people actually think you can. I can't fathom
that a $20 bill is going to do me much good once I'm cold, stiff, in a box underground. I don't think money is going to do me any good at all. But, hey, that's just my craziness talking. So we need to continue to support our brothers and sisters at Ask Me Local 207. Yes, I will agree and admit, as we did during the show yesterday, that they did not follow protocol in this strike, that perhaps they shouldn't even be on strike. Well, they are. I don't cross a picket line. I don't endorse what management has done. And I think that Mayor Dave Bing is reprehensible. I think that he continues to sign his own death certificate. I think that we will find out in January that he's not going to run for re-election. I think he will run as fast as he can from the city limits the day in January 2013 when he can legally, legitimately get the hell out of Dodge, never to return. Don't be surprised if he leaves the state. Dave Bing's stewardship of the city of Detroit will probably have an asterisk next to it. And when you follow the asterisk, it'll say accomplished nothing. Because this mayor has literally done nothing but bring the city backward on a daily basis. Shame on you, Dave Bing. Shame on you indeed. But by the way, those of us that have paid attention to your business record aren't the least bit surprised. I don't know that you could build a Lego set at this point, let alone a city. Let's take a break. We'll be back. 888-552-3595. Man, I'm not letting go of this one. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm excited. 7 o'clock, we begin our fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan. And I'll be giving out that information at the top of the hour. But we got a lot of great, I mean, we got a really great 3 hours of radio today. So the whole 3 hours, by the way, is going to be dedicated to Planned Parenthood. I really hope that you will reach out to people in your network, ask them to tune in, ask them to make a donation. I want to remind you that they have a generous anonymous donor that is matching every dollar we raised this morning 1-to-1. So for every dollar that's raised, they're matching it by the same amount of money. Okay. I got an email overnight from the Holly for Executive campaign. Now, I'm on their mailing list, so I didn't get it. It wasn't specifically meant for me. So I don't know exactly what happened, but apparently the dastardly Frank Beckman on WJR yesterday continues to misrepresent Kevin Holley's position on Brooks Patterson. And it seems to me, and I'm reading between the lines here, so I'm waiting to get a response from Kevin's campaign manager, but it seems to me that Frank Beckman went on some holy terror yesterday during a show and accused the Holly campaign and the Oakland County Democratic Party of doing something they're not doing. What did he accuse them of doing? I don't 100% know, but I know it had to do with the fact that Brooks is sick and that the Democrats are taking, quote-unquote, advantage of that. Well, they're not. And Kevin, on this very show, more than once, the first words out of his mouth are normally when we talk about Brooks is, of course, we wish him and his family well. We wish him a full, speedy recovery. We want him to regain his health. Apparently, some people think that's disingenuous or a lie. Kevin Holley is neither disingenuous or a liar. But apparently, he must have attacked Kevin on his show yesterday. And so they responded. The campaign, the Holley campaign, responded. And let me just read the statement from Kevin's campaign. It's disappointing that Frank Beckman of WJR continues to carry on this week during his radio show about something that is completely untrue. He either didn't do his research or this is a deliberate attempt to shift attention away from the issues that Oakland County is facing and the fact that the Patterson administration has no strategy or vision as to how to move Oakland County forward. All it takes is one quick look through our press statements from day one to see that I have always asked people to keep Brooks Patterson and his family in their thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. In fact, I was also the first Democrat to step forward in support of the Auburn Hills Police Department when they decided to wait on issuing a citation to Mr. Patterson given his poor health. Now the campaign continues. I realize that Mr. Beckman and Mr. Patterson are longtime friends, and the fact that Mr. Patterson was so close to death was an emotional drain on all who love and know him. That does not, however, give Mr. Beckman the right to invent a storyline that is not true. First Amendment rights come with responsibilities. In this polarized time in political history, the community is better served through constructive dialogue. Getting people all worked up might make for great radio, but it doesn't solve anything and could have unintended consequences. Again, I asked for clarification from the Holly campaign, and I'm sure that I will ultimately get it. But for now, I've got to tell you, Frank Beckman is just such a opportunist. And as I said on this very program yesterday, I have been very friendly to Kevin Holley. I consider him a friend. I have had him on the show repeatedly, I don't know, 8-10 times. I will probably will again a couple more times before Election Day. But I would treat Brooks Patterson with utmost respect, which Frank Beckman did not afford Kevin Holley, and that they continue to digress and make this about things that it's not. And this is, of course, the election. is pretty damned wrong. So anyway, we'll deal with that. Let's go to some audio. There was news out of the Patterson investigation yesterday. This from Fox 2 on the toxicology report on both Brooks and his driver.
There was no alcohol found in Mr. Cran and Mr. Patterson's blood.
Stephen Potter, attorney for L. Brooks Patterson, releasing toxicology reports for the 73-year-old Oakland County executive and his driver, security officer James Cram, at the time of the August 10th crash that left both men hospitalized and badly hurt. The two were not wearing seatbelts. Anthony Pernito has been charged with causing the accident, but Potter says Pernito's attorneys are trying to distract from their client's actions by insinuating L. Brooks Patterson and his driver were drinking at the time of the crash because of a bottle of mouthwash found in their car.
Hopefully this puts an end to it.
But it doesn't put an end to questions about Patterson.
The injuries to Mr. Patterson are not still known what his residual injuries are going to be, what lifelong impairments he's going to have, and I think the same could be said for Mr. Cram as well.
His health certainly is a concern. L. Brooks Patterson is up for re-election, and he hasn't been seen in public since that crash on August 10th. Monday, Patterson was moved to a facility in Metro Detroit for 2 weeks of intensive physical therapy, where Fox 2 has learned he'll be taking his first steps since the accident. He plans to return in 2 to 4 weeks before the November election. He's receiving daily briefings from his deputies, but he's not actively campaigning.
Mr. Patterson is currently involved with county business today, and he has been for several weeks now. He's more than capable to handle his job as our county executive. Now it's about his physical ability to go ahead and get up and be walking more. But we anticipate him to have a full recovery.
L. Brooks Patterson broke his hip, leg, ankle, 5 ribs, and both wrists in the accident. In Oakland County, Amy Lang, Fox 2 News.
Gee, that's all? Okay. Well, anyway, that's the update on that. Yeah, take it for what it's worth. Why can't they just run a legitimate campaign? Why can't we juxtapose two candidates against each other? Why is it that they don't take Kevin Hawley seriously? And I think that the reason, and it's just my opinion, but the reason is, they know Kevin's a serious candidate. They know that if they put Kevin next to Brooks, Kevin will look physically like the better candidate. He will sound more prepared. He will have a vision and a plan for the future, which Brooks doesn't have. He's made that clear. And Brooks's campaign has gone out of their way to say that, and in such an insulting way, that Kevin Hawley hasn't earned 3 debates, let alone 1 debate. What do you have to do to earn that? That's the question I have for the campaign. They, of course, don't return my calls. Very quickly, yesterday's show, we had talked about the Truth Scott with Jessica Tremontana of Progress, Michigan. I had talked about my displeasure with journalist Rick Haglund for representing them, knowing that their funding was coming from anti-Prop 3 people. After talking to Rick Haglund yesterday, it is clear that although he knew that, and by the way, it was the first and only ad he has ever, quote-unquote, refereed for the Truth Squad. He said that he was quite fair. Because I respect him, I give him the benefit of the doubt and thank him for talking to me at length yesterday. We'll take a break. Our fundraiser begins in just about 8 minutes. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Taking a look at your traffic, we're still following a couple of problems. First one's over on 96 eastbound. The ramp to 94 eastbound, that's closed due to an accident. And Middlebelt Road southbound, just before 94, that road is closed due to a water main break, but the northbound lanes are open. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Some are calling it the Rumble in the Rockies, as President Obama and Mitt Romney prepare to square off in their first debate. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows the president hanging on to the lead in a tight race. NBC's Chuck Todd.
The overarching theme here, then, why is the president in a commanding small lead? 57% tell us the economy is now in recovering, highest number we've recorded on that question.
No arrests yet in yesterday's shooting that killed a U.S. border agent in Arizona. 30-year-old agent Nicholas Ivy gunned down near the border in Naco, Arizona. Syrian officials say a suicide bombing in the country's largest city, Aleppo, have left at least 27 people dead and scores wounded. And it's one way to help the economy. A study shows aging baby boomers are creating a boom in health care. Nursing, physical therapy, and pharmacy technicians among the occupations most in demand. This is NBC News. News Radio. When Pennsylvanians go to the polls on Election Day, they will not need photo ID cards after all. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says yesterday's court ruling was on target.
The Commonwealth could not show one in-person voter fraud case in decades. And so I think the judge made the right decision.
But backers of tough new voter ID laws insist they're needed to prevent fraud. You might want to pass on the echinacea, shark cartilage, and SAMe. A government review of the $20 billion dietary supplement industry says most products lack the scientific evidence to back up their health claims. It's a prescription that will give you pause. Japanese doctors say a dose of cute internet puppies or kittens can do wonders for your mood and your powers of concentration. After viewing cute animal pictures, college students appeared more careful and deliberate when asked to perform tasks. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The music industry finally may have stumbled on a way to combat music piracy effectively. Online researcher Music Metric finds that in nations where Spotify, a legitimate music streaming service, is available, the amount of music accessed through BitTorrent, an illegitimate service, goes down. In fact, Americans now access more music legally than through piracy. Music Metric suggests it means low-cost streaming can effectively cut into music's black market. More young men are finding jobs, and that trend is not only showing up in monthly employment reports, it's also showing up in the beer business. The Beer Institute, which tracks U.S. suds shipments, finds an increase of almost 2% the first 8 months of this year, following three straight down years. The move is being led by young men. Craft microbrews are gaining in popularity more quickly than the big industry players. Stock futures have been higher. They're now mixing it up. S&P futures down 1, NASDAQ futures gaining 2. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work, teamwork, pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trujillo.
And welcome. That's right. It is that time. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks, and the day is finally here. From this point till 10 a.m., we are doing a fundraiser for Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. Now, I want to make sure that we are very clear on something. There's Planned Parenthood of Mid-South Michigan and then the Advocates. We're raising money for the Advocates, and I'm going to have Lori Lamran explain the difference in a moment, but there is an important difference and distinction. As I also told you, they have a generous donor that is matching whatever we raise throughout the 3 hours this morning, and I'm going to repeatedly give out the information to do that. Although we have it posted on the Facebook page, I want to make sure a couple things. As I asked you to in the last hour, please share the stuff on the Facebook page with your network. We need as many people listening today. Of course, you can feel free to call in. I'll give you that number in a little bit. But we want you to either call with your donation or go to the website I'm about to give you, which is miplannedparenthood.org. That's miplannedparenthood.org. And again, every dollar that is raised is going to be matched, which is just a gift beyond gifts. I also want to let you know that we have an amazing surprise guest in the 8 o'clock hour, who I'm not going to tell you about until we get that person on the line with us, but very excited about that. So if you'd like to join us, that number is never changed, 888-552-3595. If you would like to call in your donation, that number, also a toll-free number, 888-437-9511. That's 888-437-9511, and that is to make a donation. So let's get started, and let me first of all welcome the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid-South Michigan, and of course the CEO of the Advocate portion, and Lori Lamran. We never get you in studio, so now we got you, and I may make you come in every week.
Isn't this fun?
It is fun.
Glad to be here.
You look stunning today.
Oh, thank you, sir. You too.
Yeah, I've got. I threw on something this way. I get up too early to get pretty this early. So, anyway, I appreciate you lying for this audience very much. I want to separate what it is so that people understand why we're doing what we're doing. I mean, that's not difficult to explain, but there is a difference between Planned Parenthood of Mid-South Michigan and Advocates. So let's explain what that
is. You're exactly correct, Tony. There's a very specific and distinct difference. Planned Parenthood of Mid-South Michigan is the arm of our organization that actually offers educational and health care services. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan is our political arm, as you might think about it. And if we want to get really confusing, we have a third arm, which we won't really be dealing with today, which is actually a political action campaign, or a political action committee, a PAC. So today we're raising money for our political arm, and obviously no surprise to the listeners why the timing of this would be as it is with the election coming up in just a few scant weeks.
Well, you know, and it's important. Certainly all three of those entities, if you will, would need funding, so that's not a surprise. I think that for the purposes of our discussion today, and I want to make this distinction quite clearly, that there's no commingling of funds. And I think sometimes people say, well, I would support this, except I don't want it going to that, or whatever their reasons might be, Lori. I'm not going to sit here and go through all of them. So I think it's important that people understand that distinction. So I'm glad, and I'm sure that as we work our way throughout the morning, we'll explain it more than once. But I do want people to know that there is a difference in how that money will be utilized. And I think it's amazing you've got a donor that's going to match whatever we raise today. So
and we are incredibly grateful for, it's actually a couple of donors that pooled some money together, and they're going to match dollar for dollar up to $25,000 of what we raised today. So we couldn't be more thrilled with that ability to do that.
Well, I don't know what we're going to raise today, but it would be all right with me if we got to that max. In fact, if we got over that max, that would be great. What a wonderful problem to have. Now, as we kind of work through our day today, we've got a lot of great guests. We've got some lawmakers that are going to be joining us, Congressman Gary Peters, who is no stranger to this audience, State Representative and candidate Lisa Brown, who is she was in fact just on with us 2 days ago, who of course had her own traumatic experience in the legislature, being censured by her quote unquote colleagues for having the audacity to be honest. Only in the Michigan legislature can you get banned from talking.
Actually, I think there's a couple of other legislatures where it might happen.
Well, but you're probably true. You're probably right there. But as we work our way through the morning, what would you like the ultimate goal to be? I mean, yes, we're looking to raise money, but we're also looking to educate. What would you like people to walk away with today, Lori?
Well, I guess part of what I'm hoping for, Tony, is that people really understand the importance of this election as it relates to women's health care and sort of personal decision making around healthcare. You know, I think that the candidates have drawn a bright line, and President Obama has stood with women and ensured that women's healthcare is accessible consistently and loudly. And the Romney-Ryan ticket has been very, very clear that they have as one of their major goals to defund the women that Planned Parenthood serves every single year. And as a recent ad points out by one of our patients, they would like to know from the Romney-Ryan gang, what would they do with the 3 million women who count on Planned Parenthood across the country for their basic reproductive health care on an annual basis? So I think as people go to the polls, there's certainly lots and lots of issues that folks will be thinking about, but one of them ought to be sort of basic women's health care and basic rights for women. And I think that is a very major thought process this time.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. And, you know, interestingly, our friend, our mutual friend, Chris Savage with Eclecta Blog, just put a post up yesterday say that if women show up, Obama wins. That's the basic premise of his last post. And there is a lot of truth to that. We go back to this idea of, there's a war on women. It's not that hard to articulate that there is, and we can certainly prove it. There's a lot of factual evidence that suggests that, and we'll certainly be talking about some of that as we work our way through the day today. The oddity in this is that Romney and Ryan actually are kind of delivering the female vote to Democrats. I don't know that it would have, that it would have not gone that way anyway, but they certainly made that a whole lot easier for us.
I think they've made some verbal blunders. There's no reason that we can't point that out. I think that the sorts of policies that they're espousing, certainly the Republican platform that would not allow abortion in any circumstances, even in the most dire circumstances where a woman's life or health may be in danger. They have really gone to the extreme. And I think that women are standing up. We have very good polling data that says in the five or six swing states that may be in the running to decide this thing, that the women's vote really has everything to do with the outcome. And so I guess part of my plea today, if maybe my primary plea, is that all of my female friends and colleagues and listeners out there understand the real importance of this, and not only go to the polls themselves, but take three of their friends and then have coffee or something, because it's incredibly, incredibly important.
Well, it is. You know, I'm thinking of Iowa. As you know, there was recently a court ruling in Iowa over an overturned law that was just unfair. It was heinous, and all of a sudden, the state that was in play is really, as every week passes, going further and further away from the Republicans, who looked like they'd win the state in a runaway, and now it doesn't look like they're going to have any chance at all, and most of it is because of the abortion issue.
It's
true. Most of it is over a very simple case where a woman was forced to make or they were going to jail her over an issue that, of course, the courts finally came through and said, wait. Now, this is just wrong. Again, the Republicans had a hand in that.
Well, I think what we can look at is what has happened with, you know, this is the first year that Planned Parenthood nationally has really pulled out the stops and done some ads. And what we know is that folks who hear our perspective on Governor Romney swing toward President Obama in astounding numbers. And Planned Parenthood has always been a very trusted advisor in this way. I have this great story of door knocking for Lisa Brown, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago. And, you know, you get the people that come to the door and say, oh, I don't want to talk to the, it's just another political group, and I don't want to. But we had our bright pink T-shirts that said Planned Parenthood. It was a mother-daughter duo. And the daughter said, no, Mom, it's okay. It's Planned Parenthood. We can talk to them. And they opened the door and were very open about who should we vote for. And, you know, the women that come to Planned Parenthood trust us with their most private and delicate life choices and issues. And so when it comes to voting, they want to know, who is it that's going to protect my behind? And Planned Parenthood is only too happy to provide that information.
Well, you know, we know, and, you know, perhaps we were given a little bit of a gift by those that had to be so vocal against the things that Planned Parenthood stands for, because it gave us an opportunity. And, you know, part of the reason why we do a weekly segment is the assault that was happening against Planned Parenthood. And I thought, well, what can I do? I have a forum. So this was something I thought I could do to help respond to that. So in a way, they've kind of done us, Lori, a favor by changing the conversation and forcing us to talk about things that maybe we at one point would have been uncomfortable. But after what we did last week, Ask Lori, we're good. We can talk about anything. We need to take a quick break. Well, we've got lots of callers coming in. We've got John Kessler in studio with us. We're going to get to it all. We've got a lot of time. But don't forget, folks, today's about raising money for Planned Parenthood, miplannedparenthood.org. And then again, the number to call is 888-437-9511 to donate. Let's take a quick break. First Shift continues with Planned Parenthood right after this.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
I think this is a destructive way to think. Mitt Romney should be running to be president of the whole country. If you don't want to be president of all the country, you won't be elected president of any of them.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, and we picked up a couple of new accidents. First one's over on 275 southbound at Michigan Avenue. That's blocking your left shoulder. M14 eastbound at Sheldon Road. Accident is partially blocking that exit ramp. We still got that problem of 96 eastbound at 94. The ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to an accident. And Middlebelt Road southbound before 94. That road is closed due to a water main break, but the northbound lanes are still open. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Triano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock as we have now begun the fundraiser for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. We explain the difference between them all. We'll do it again a little bit later on. We've got lots of wonderful people that are going to be checking in with us throughout the 3 hours. Again, this is a fundraiser. I want to remind you that there have been some donors that have agreed to match dollar for dollar what we raised today. So if you would like to make a donation, and I know you would, you're going to want to call 888-437-9511 or go to the website www.miplannedparenthood.org, or you can just go to our Facebook page where we have all that information there and you can just click through. But I'm asking you as well to share all this information with your network. We need to make sure we get the word out this morning. So many of you have been so supportive of this series with Planned Parenthood. I can't imagine we can't count on you today. Let me welcome in studio John Keswick. John has been with us a couple times. He's the director of political field operations for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. He's also going to introduce our first guest on the phone with us. But John, let me first of all say hello. Good to see you again,
hello,
brother.
Good to see you.
You know, the two guys, although there are more than two guys involved in Planned Parenthood, I realize that. But it's great to see you again, and I'm just so happy that we were able to do this. I'm glad you're going to be with us throughout the morning. You know, this is a really unique opportunity. I always find that when I talk to you, especially on air, we, you know, when we update legislation or we tell stories of political woe, and there are unfortunately too many of them, especially here in the state of Michigan that it really does seem to have an impact on the audience. Often, you know, with the couple times we've had you on, you've, you know, we've tried to get people up to Lansing, and you've had a good turnout at your Lansing events. Are you finding that people are becoming more politically active, that they understand that it's not just about the clinic anymore, that it's about the political process as well?
Absolutely. You know, I think in our first guest will really speak to this. You know, the young people have become increasingly politically active, and especially around issues like access to basic reproductive health care. And so it's been incredible to see the amount of actions that young women and young men alike have been taking throughout the state and making sure that their voices are heard when we were fighting back against the you know, outrageous House Bill 5711. And Lauren is the product of some of our youth-led organizing, and she's an incredible advocate, an incredible example of the people that we have out on the ground fighting for themselves and for their peers and access to basic reproductive health care.
Well, why don't you give us a little introduction to our first guest on the phone?
Sure. So Lauren LaCrosse is an Oakland University student. She had to join us particularly early today because she has a classroom full of young students waiting for her knowledge to share with them. And she has been with us for a couple of years. She came on as an intern. It was supposed to be a short intern, about 6 months. And now 2 years later, she is one of our strongest advocate and greatest supporters. And
all
she's
right.
Amazing.
Well, Lauren LaCrosse, welcome to First Shift. And thank you for taking some time this morning to help us raise some money for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's awfully nice to meet you, of course. Lori Lamran is also in studio with us. You know, let me just start off simply by asking you something I know that's important to you, which is the Affordable Care Act, especially as it relates to women. What do you feel are some of the benefits to the Affordable Care Act?
I think being able to stay on your parents' insurance up until the age of 26 is such a vital part of the Affordable Care Act. Even, you know, just thinking, what am I going to do once I get out of college? And knowing that one thing that I'm not going to have to worry about is just awesome. And, you know, even sometimes you get a job and you have to wait that maybe 90 days before you can even get insurance. So having that, being able to stay on the insurance up until 26 is just wonderful.
Yes, it absolutely is. You know, it's interesting, Lori, we as you follow these things politically, all of a sudden even the Republicans are saying, well, one of the things we wouldn't touch is letting kids stay on their parents' insurance till they were 26. Of course, they fought this tooth and nail when it was first proposed, and now they're saying, oh, no, we would leave that alone. Gee, all of a sudden, okay.
Well, isn't that interesting? They get the notion that polls show that there are aspects of the Affordable Care Act that Americans are embracing with both arms, and that's certainly one of them. Among some of the others are the ability to get insurance even if you have what everybody has deemed a pre-existing condition, the ability to not be discriminated against based on your gender, those kinds of things. And I think that Lauren could tell us that young people really do embrace these notions and understand and have a very intimate knowledge about equality and what it means to really be treated as an equal. And I think that the young people are really waking up in a different way. And let's face it, this will be their new reality. They're going to be the generation that really benefits from this. Primarily, it'll be kind of what happened when they were adults. And I think that that's a huge thing, and they understand the value.
Yeah, I really do. John, I know that you wanted to talk a little bit to Lauren about some of the traveling she's done.
Sure. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was wondering if you might share with the audience some of the stories about traveling across the country to help elect pro-choice candidates on ballots in different states.
Yes, definitely. So part of my internship with Planned Parenthood, I had the opportunity to travel to several different locations to kind of help fight back against all this anti-choice legislation. So the first one, I got to travel to Virginia to try to keep one of our pro-choice leaders in office. I then went over to Wisconsin and I was working on the recall of Walker. And then as just our Michigan folks, we went up to Traverse City to work on our ballot initiative up there.
So basically, become an activist and see the country, huh?
I guess so. I never expected I would get to do that, but
Yeah, that's really interesting. How important do you think it is, especially for young women, to get out and vote on November 6th?
I think it kind of, a lot of the election weighs on these young voters. And I think, you know, the young voters, they feel like their voice isn't heard, and it truly is. And so I think they get scared about the voting process. They're away at college. But I think it's really important to note that it's so easy to get that absentee ballot. You know, just going up to a city hall, you can even print it off online. I think that's something to really push for our young voters, so that way they can get their voice heard, even if they are away at college.
Well, you know, that's important. When I was at the Democratic National Convention, John and Lori and Lauren, I interviewed a lot of young people. There were a lot of young people at the convention. I mean, a lot of young people at the convention, and they had all kinds of organizations from all over the country that were very specific to parts of the country. Well, they weren't like national organizations. They were local organizations, and I was so impressed by how engaged they were, and a lot of them got engaged because somebody had, again, started the rumor that young people had left Obama. And that, you know, they were with him in 08, and they weren't going to be with him in 12, and they were like, no, time out here. We may not be as vocal, but we're still as big, if not bigger, than we have always been. Lauren LaCrosse, thank you so much for your time. We have to get to the break. Lori and John, stay right where you're at. And just remember, we are doing a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. To donate, 888-437-9511, miplannedparenthood.org. I am Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. Much more to get to when First Shift continues.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Checking your roadways, and we picked up a couple of new accidents. First one's over on 275 southbound at Michigan Avenue. That's blocking your left shoulder. M14 eastbound at Sheldon Road. Accident is partially blocking that exit ramp. We've still got that problem with 96 eastbound at 94. The ramp to 94 eastbound is closed due to an accident. And Middlebelt Road southbound before 94. That road is closed due to a water main break, but the northbound lanes are still open. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
You have 5 minutes to disperse.
Seventeen people were arrested in Elwood, Illinois, as hundreds rallied to support striking Walmart warehouse workers. Leah Freed of the Warehouse Workers Organizing Committee said the warehouse was shut down by the solidarity action.
A very large mobilization, I think the biggest that a little Elwood, Illinois town has ever seen. Over 600 people mobilized in front of this giant warehouse, and people blocked the road and took a rest. And it was a very successful action. We sent a very strong message to Walmart that they need to take responsibility for all the abuses that are going on in their warehouses.
Mike Compton is one of the striking Walmart warehouse workers. He describes what happened when the workers tried to approach warehouse management with a petition addressing their concerns about working conditions.
They like looked away, like they ignored that we were trying to even hand them a petition. And within a couple minutes, they told us we were trespassing and we were fired and we had to leave the building.
They don't have a union, and so organizing is the response. And this is a big lesson for a lot of people in this country, is that you don't actually need to have a union to go out on strike. You just need to be organized. And your rights are protected the same, but they're protected under federal law.
At the Bainport Tent City in Freeport, Illinois, community supporters blocked the plant entrances to prevent trucks from hauling away plant equipment on Tuesday. Bain Capital owns the Sensata plant and is shipping its 170 jobs to China. Workers set up tents at the plant and are calling on Mitt Romney to come to Freeport to help them save their jobs. Bainport Camp spokesman Tom Galrap.
We realized that they were coming in to move some equipment, so we gathered all of our community support, and the the community members are now blocking the entrances to try to keep the equipment from being moved out. They're sitting on chairs in the driveway entrance into the plant.
Detroit water and sewage workers continue to strike on Tuesday in defiance of a federal judge ordering them back to work. Jesse Russell reports.
The workers are on strike over plans by the water department to eliminate their jobs as it moves forward with restructuring. The plan could see 87% of workers losing their jobs. They're also protesting wage and benefit proposals, which includes a one-year contract. The workers are seeking to lock down a five-year contract instead. U.S. District Judge Sean Cox issued a temporary restraining order on Monday, saying the workers being on strike could endanger the safety of the public. The union representing the workers has said the plant being picketed was chosen specifically because it wouldn't put the drinking water of the public in danger. Cox oversees the department as part of a federal pollution lawsuit settlement. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 207 has argued that Cox has a conflict of interest and shouldn't be ruling on decisions concerning the workers' strike.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7. I'm going to do it again, folks. Just get used to it. You need this information. By the way, you can call or, you know, text or email your family, friends, neighbors, and just give them the donation information. I know so many of you are supportive of what Planned Parenthood does. So 888-437-9511 is the number to call to donate. If you want to do it online, you can do it very securely, of course. MiPlannedParenthood.org. And I just found out that they really set that page up for us, not just for today, but for this entire series we're doing in Planned Parenthood. So stop embarrassing me. I need you guys to donate. They also got a gift. That gift was real simple. A couple donors have said up to $25,000, they will match dollar for dollar what you donate to Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan today. So let's do that. Now, we are now going to go back to the phone. A good friend of certainly a not only a good friend of women, but somebody that has showed incredible leadership in making sure that something called equality is honored and that access not only to health care but to the political system is strengthened. And, of course, I'm talking about Congressman Gary Peters, who is certainly no stranger to this audience. Lori and John, we welcome Congressman Peters to the show this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, it's great to be with you as always, Tony. How are things?
Well, things are great. We appreciate you taking some time to join Lori, John, and I this morning as we hope to raise a little money for Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. I know you have been a staunch supporter of the work Planned Parenthood does. In fact, I saw you at a fundraiser they did, I guess it was the summer before last, and was so pleased with your rousing endorsement of the work that they do.
Well, there's no question that I endorse the work of Planned Parenthood. It's just an incredible organization. I'm pleased that you're raising funds for Planned Parenthood today and the advocacy work that they do. It's just a very important clinic helping women, particularly women who may not have access to the kind of health care screenings so that Planned Parenthood provides. I was very pleased to be at the grand opening not too long ago in Oakland County to make sure that Planned Parenthood services are available to my constituents here in Oakland County as well. You know, there's a lot of misinformation, and my Republican colleagues in the Congress like to beat up Planned Parenthood and really like to beat up health services for women generally. But it's important that we stand strong, we push back. You know, as a father of two daughters, I want to make sure that they have the health care services that they deserve and need. But we need to make sure that all of our daughters and sisters and mothers also have that access. And that's what Planned Parenthood is all about.
Good morning, Congressman. It's Lori. How are you?
I'm well, Laurie. It's great to hear your voice.
It is. Good to have you be with us today. And let me just say that we have a mutual admiration society going here. The congressman has been an absolute stalwart supporter of good legislation for women and families. And I think that we're just thrilled to have you with us today, because it's, you know, it's so important that we have good leadership, and certainly, sir, you have provided that in spades. So we're very grateful for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Laurie. It's very kind of you, and thank you for your leadership as well in the organization, making it a great organization.
You know, Congressman, when you hear a candidate Mitt Romney or candidate Paul Ryan, or even Congressman Paul Ryan, talk about defunding Planned Parenthood or you know, weakening protections to access for women's health care. We know the great advances of the Affordable Care Act and what it does, especially for women and seniors. How does that make you feel as a legislator?
It makes me angry, to be honest with you, that to be attacked the way we have seen the attacks on Planned Parenthood, but just generally women's health issues as well. And you know, I think an issue that kind of encapsulated where the Republicans are on this issue is when we were debating keeping the interest rates on student loans at their current level at 3.4%. As you recall, in the summer, they were going to be doubled, and we were working very hard. In fact, I was a principal sponsor of a bill to keep them at 3.4%. And in order to pay for that, the pay for we worked with House Democrats was that some of the subsidies to the oil and gas industry, industry that is doing very well, extremely profitable, doesn't need to be subsidized by you and I, but some of those subsidies should go to make sure that our students have affordable loans so they can get education. On the other hand, the Republicans fought very aggressively against that, and instead of using oil and gas subsidy cuts to pay for it, what they proposed was actually cutting women's health programs, specifically focusing on screenings for breast cancer screenings, cervical cancer screenings. They even focused on eliminating programs for immunizations for children. So I think if anybody needs a clear example as to where folks are on this issue, when they had an opportunity to do the right thing for students and close loopholes for the very fortunate and very profitable oil and gas companies, they chose a different path. They instead went after women's health programs that are absolutely essential for women's health. Early screening is the right thing to do for those individuals. It's also the right thing to do from a dollars and cents basis, and the fact if you catch those illnesses early, you're more likely to prevent them and help the women, as well as do it more cost effectively. So it is, a clear example of the differences that exist in the U.S. House of Representatives right now.
Well, and I think we can take that one step farther, Congressman, in terms of, having women's health care and more specifically family planning services in their sights. And we can certainly cite that as an economic issue. You know, one of the things that we know is that in the state of Michigan, for every dollar that we spend on preventative women's health, including birth control and family planning, we're going to save the state $6.48 in the first year after that alone. And I think that however you want to slice and dice this, you know, that one of the things that was highlighted in the news recently is that if Michigan really wants to come back and be an economic player, we really have to be able to attract good employers. And there's lots of tax cuts and things that people talk about to do that. But one of the primary things that is shown to be a real attractor is the ability to offer a prepared workforce. And that's one of the places that Michigan is falling behind. Our percentage of college graduates is lower. And you say, what does all that have to do with birth control? Well, I'm here to tell you that if people have pregnancies early and before they are expecting them, that puts them at an economic disadvantage. They aren't going to college. Their outcomes are destined to be very different. And so everything stems from basic health care and ensuring that people can make the kind of choices that help them later be productive members of society. And you know, I think, Congressman, you have understood this at the basic level and have really fought for those things at a time, in Washington, when that's a darn difficult thing to do.
Well, it is. You've got an ideology out there, and a lot of folks that I serve with don't let facts get in the way of their opinion, and you certainly articulated very powerfully the facts of the situation and family planning and allowing individuals to take control of their lives and to plan their lives and how important that is. And bottom line as well, healthy employees and why it's so important for Affordable Care Act to make sure that everybody in this country, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, that you have access to affordable health care. That's the full range of health care services necessary for a healthy individual. And as you say, a healthy individual is a better employee than a more productive employee, and that's good for everybody.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting, as I was listening to Lori talk, Congressman Peters, it's, you know, when a woman needs to make a quote-unquote choice, let's say she's 3 years into a four-year degree or second year of law school or in the second, you know, semester of law school, you know, that word choice encompasses a whole lot more than just whether or not to terminate a pregnancy. And that's, I think, where a lot of people, they draw the line way too soon. And, you know, we have to let individuals make the decision that's best for them. I'm not here to judge that. I'm here to support that.
Absolutely. Folks need to be empowered to make those choices. Only they can make those choices. And we want to make sure that those services are available in a safe, affordable way.
Well, and I think our friends in Congress that tend to be on the Democratic side of the aisle understand that and trust women to make the source of choices on a broad spectrum, as you point out, Tony. It's not just about continuing or terminating a pregnancy. That's far too simplistic. People struggle with very complicated aspects of their lives, and being able to have access to a wide range of choices, including for basic health care, is just key in this whole economic equation. So, you know, when I hear that issues around Planned Parenthood or around family planning are these quote-unquote social issues, I get a little annoyed, because the fact of the matter is sure, there's an aspect of social issue, but you cannot escape the link to an economic issue. And we have had good people in Washington and Lansing that understand that and have stood up and touted that as often as they can, and we're just very grateful for that sort of representation.
All right, Congressman, we're just about to go to the break. I'll give you 60 seconds to wrap it up for us.
Well, I appreciate being on your program. I really, really great to be on with you, Lori, and certainly to all of your listeners. I mean, I want to just give a testimonial to Planned Parenthood advocates. It is important that this voice is heard. There are a lot of different voices that are heard in Congress, you got to make sure, if you believe in what Planned Parenthood does, if you believe in the ability for women to be empowered to make the kind of choices that they need for their lives, and to do it in a way that is affordable and safe, then you need to support Planned Parenthood Advocates. It's an organization that I've worked with, and now it's a first-class organization, but they can't do their work without the support of the listeners that are out there.
All right. Well, Congressman, again, thank you so much. We'll look forward to visiting with you again on this program. And, of course, Planned Parenthood knows that you stand with them. Enjoy the debate tonight. We'll talk to you soon. Folks, we've got to get to the break. We'll do that. Our fundraiser for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan continues right after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Joining us now is the first damage control crisis specialist in the country, Tricia Erickson.
It would have to follow the prophets and the 12 apostles, because then if he isn't a really good Mormon, he won't get to that highest degree of glory, which is the celestial kingdom, where he is awarded his godship so that he can get his own planet and lord over his kingdom.
On 1310, WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
All right, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, we're going to do what we call in radio, reset. We're going to reset. Our guests are Lori Lamoran, who's actually my co-host today. So not a guest at all. She is, of course, the president of Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. John Kesserich, who is the – is it Kesserich? Kesserich?
Kesserich.
It's Kesserich. So now I know that. Rich. I can remember Rich. I can do that. Kesserich, who is the director of political field operations for Planned Parent Hood Advocates of Michigan. Certainly, John and Lori, but I'll start with John as we – listen to the congressman talk. I know your job would be a whole lot easier if there were lots of Gary Peters in this world.
Yes, it most certainly would be. You know, we've had a rough couple of years that we wouldn't have seen if there were more Gary Peters in elected office, both in Congress and in the state legislature, that's for sure. But, you know, over the last 2 years, the incredible battles that we have seen, you know, when we didn't have legislators on our side, it was incredible to see the people that we did. And, you know, they took every opportunity that they had to make their voices heard, to fight back, you know, and to join us in this fight. You know, when we think about 5711 that we'll talk about in a little bit, the, you know, the omnibus anti-choice bill here in Michigan, you know, it's incredible to see the power of people, you know. I mean, we've been able to delay that bill for as long as possible, you know, throughout the summer, where, you know, we've now got, you know, legislators back at home knocking on doors for the election. We'll see what happens. But it's incredible to see the power that we've been able to have collectively, pushing back and letting legislators who aren't as informed as Congressman Peters, what the real impact of some of these measures are and the impacts that it will have on people's lives. And it's just been a real pleasure to work with all of our supporters all across the state and all across the country, you know, over these last couple of years. And when we fought back hard. And, you know, we have a list of pretty incredible victories to show for it.
Well, so. I will say, this is just my own personal thing. But I've been pleasantly surprised how progressive Congressman Peters is. I wasn't sure when we got him that he would be this. I'm just being honest, Lori.
Yeah, I
wasn't
understand.
Sure that he would be this progressive. I thought he'd be much more moderate. I know him from his work as a state legislature, in the state legislature. So I've been not only pleasantly surprised, he's become kind of a hero to me.
Well, I think you're right, Tony. I think there were folks that understood that his record showed that he ran some of the middle of the road on some issues, but we always knew where Gary was on our specific issues, and he has just been a complete supporter throughout his career. So I understand that you had some reticence, but certainly behind the scenes, we understood. And you know what? The beautiful thing about the congressman is that his support for Planned Parenthood comes from his heart and from watching what happens in families and from a real sense of wanting a different future for his daughters. And, you know, you just can't beat that with a stick.
And I think, Lori, that's the key, is that it comes from daughters. Speaking of daughters, our next guest on the line is someone's daughter, I assure you, and has a great personal story. Joining us now is Cinda Mills. And, Cinda, I want to welcome you to First Shift. Thank you for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it. Lori, I think you know Cinda, do you know?
Cinda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lori.
You know, I need to tell the listeners that Cinda is a great voice and has come out for Planned Parenthood now for the past, I don't know, a couple years, huh, Cinda, that you've been that you've been talking about. And we'll let Cinda tell her story because only she can tell it the way she can tell it. But Cinda, you know, lets people know that, Planned Parenthood played a role in, her life choices and where she has arrived. Right, Cinda?
That is absolutely true. Even as recent as it is.
Ugh, cell phone technology, don't fail us now. Cinda, are you there? All right, we're gonna let them reconnect with her to make sure she her cell phone died. Technology, it is what it is. But she'll call back and hopefully she'll call back in time for us to get this in before we have to get to the top of the hour. I'm, by the way, very, you guys know who's coming up at 8 o'clock.
So I do know who's coming up at 8 o'clock.
I'm very excited by that, and I was just so happy we were able to coordinate this, but I'm not going to say anything. It was really hard for me not to post that yesterday.
I bet.
I mean, listen, I've been doing this almost 20 years, but every now and then the right, just the right thing happens, that synergy kind of connects. And when I sent your communications director, Desiree Cooper, an email yesterday letting her know what was going on, she was just out of her mind happy. We do have Cinda back, so let's welcome her back. Cinda, go ahead and tell your story, please.
Basically, my story started with, being unemployed. I'm in corporate sales. I've always basically paid for my own health care. Have two kids that are in college. And as I had my third child, I was without health care. And Planned Parenthood basically facilitated me to be able to get an annual exam. Not only did they facilitate it, instead of having to just be able to go to the local clinic, because I wanted to go that day, I was able to schedule at an Ann Arbor location. And that meant that basic annual exam, it was discovered that my thyroid was enlarged. Again, thyroid issues can be life-threatening, and basically the practitioner there said, we need to test this. We need to determine what's going on. So, again, a routine exam turned into a diagnostic exam, which diagnosed me as having Graves' disease or hypothyroidism. That is my testimony that Planned Parenthood is about diagnostic testing. It's about the woman as a whole, and it's about access to medical care.
Cinda, what would have happened had Planned Parenthood not been an option for you?
More than likely, I would have been like millions of other Americans who actually wait until something acute happens, such as going into a full thyroid storm, having heart palpitations, having very severe symptoms. And I would have done like millions of others and went to an ER with no insurance and generated a very big bill that I probably wouldn't have been able to pay.
Do you believe that Planned Parenthood saved your life?
Planned Parenthood absolutely saved my life and is continuing to save lives. As I was saying initially, I had a niece who I took to a Planned Parenthood location. Not only did she get consultation for that, but it was later found out that she actually had the HPV.
Oh.
And this is something that, again, she'd never been for an exam. She had her parents, her immediate, no one had ever said, well, let's take you here. And my thought process is there should be a Planned Parenthood near every college campus. And unfortunately, in the area where she lives, the hours to that one are very minimal. So I brought her here to Michigan and was able to get her the diagnostic care that she needed.
That's beautiful. I understand that that the Affordable Care Act is something that you're quite fond of as well. You have college-age children. It doesn't sound like you're old enough to, but I understand you have college-age children, and this new provision allowing them to stay on your insurance till they're 26 has brought you some peace of mind.
It is unbelievable. My daughter is 20 in her third year of nursing school. Again, is anyone, they get sick. And on the instances where she has, I've been able to provide her with health care based on this extended ability to provide her eligibility.
All right, Cindy, I hate to interrupt you. We're just out of time for this hour. Thank you so much for ringing
again,
in, folks.
Cindy.
We're going to get all the information about how to donate at the top of the hour, but we've got to get to the break. Our very special guest, and you've got to stay tuned, coming up in about 7 minutes.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Getting ready for that rush hour traffic. Got quite a few accidents for you to watch out for. Let's head over to 275 southbound just before E-Course. Accident has your left lane blocked with stop-and-go traffic from Ford Road. Another accident has your right two lanes blocked on 696 eastbound just before the Lodge Freeway. Another accident has your left shoulder blocked, 75 northbound as you approach 12 mile, and that's causing slow traffic from 9 mile. Another accident has your right shoulder block. That's on the Lodge southbound at McNichols. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Ship with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. Polls are showing a slim lead for President Obama heading into tonight's debate with Mitt Romney. An NBC News Wall Street Journal tally puts the president ahead by just 3% as the two prepare to face off in Denver. NBC's Chuck Todd.
It's the first of three debates between President Obama and Mitt Romney, and it comes at a critical time. For Romney, it's about turning the page on a rough September, and for the president, it's a chance to shut off Romney's last path to victory.
Syrian officials say a suicide bombing in Aleppo, the country's largest city, has left at least 31 people dead and scores wounded. The FBI is investigating yesterday's shooting that killed U.S. border agent Nicholas Ivey and wounded his partner. Ivey gunned down near the border in Naco, Arizona. No arrests have been made. And silence is not golden at Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis, where the Minnesota Orchestra has been locked out in a labor dispute, jeopardizing the season. Music lovers urging both sides to work in concert to resolve the dispute. This is NBC News Radio. Some of the nation's largest grocery stores are pulling peanut butter and other nut products from their shelves as the Sunland Company expands its recall. NBC's Chris Jensen.
Every one of us eats, on average, 6 pounds of peanut butter a year. But a recall is now expanding. Products are coming off the shelves, touching off concern for lunchbox-packing parents everywhere.
At least 30 salmonella cases in 19 states traced to the bad peanut butter. It may not be the best prescription, but Americans are seeing their doctors less. Stats show visits to physicians and hospitals declined sharply over the past 10 years, while the cost of health insurance, deductibles, and co-pays has soared. On Wall Street, stock futures point to a higher open. And the smallest state has produced the world's largest pumpkin. Rhode Island's Ron Wallace growing a gourd that tips the scales at more than a ton, 2,009 pounds. The Great Pumpkin, alive and well in Green, Rhode Island. I'm Jim Mikleshevsky, NBC News Radio.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers can try Proactiv risk-free and get a free dark spot corrector just for participating. Plus, free shipping. Call 1-800-243-6665. That's 1-800-243-6665.
Are you a classic car buff or a fast ride enthusiast? Vote today in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Dream Car Election and you could win $50,000. Polls are open, so vote every day through November 6th for your chance to win. See O'ReillyAuto.com for official rules and full details. We are O'Reilly Auto Parts and we approve this message.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The next three mornings, we get a group of economic reports which could have as much bearing on the election as tonight's debate. or even more. That's because the reports are about jobs. A quarter past the hour, we get the latest reading of employment growth in the nation's private sector. Analysts predict the reading by paycheck processor ADP will show an increase of 140,000 jobs in September. Tomorrow, we get the latest on layoff announcements for last month and unemployment claims for last week. Then Friday, the big report on September employment and unemployment from the Labor Department. Stock in Best Buy is jumping more than 5% in pre-market trades as the company's founder signals he's quite serious about buying it out. Reuters reports Richard Schultz is now examining the books of his former company, one of the steps typically leading to a formal buyout offer. Analysts predict the offer for Best Buy could be in the neighborhood of $11 billion. S&P futures flat, NASDAQ futures gaining 4. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trubiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is just 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this First Shift Wednesday program. As you know, we are doing a fundraiser today for Planned Parent Advocates, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. Wednesday's their day anyway, so it made sense to do this on Wednesday, and in studio with me is the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan, also president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. John Kesserich, who is their political field operations director, is also in studio with me. And we have, Lori, a very special guest on the line. So I don't know if you want to introduce her or you want me to do it.
Oh, Tony, you got this. You ought to introduce her. Well, but I'm thrilled to make sure that she's here.
Well, you know, when I reached out to her publicist and explained to her what we were doing today and the importance of somebody, this woman who is, I think, Lori, safe to say she's become an icon.
Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly has become an icon and is widely sought after, so we're darn lucky to have her here.
Yeah, we are. We can go back a few short months ago, and we remember that she was attacked by Rush Limbaugh on his mega-popular, very conservative radio program, where he showed amazing disrespect not only for this individual but for women in general. the outrage over that has been overwhelming. And in some ways, Lori, I think we should thank him for allowing us to have a conversation we may not have had any other way. She has become now really an icon for and women's activist, and she has been very busy of late for the Obama campaign. We find her in Ohio this morning stumping for Obama Biden as we have less than five weeks before the election. I'm speaking of the one and only Sandra Flocken. Sandra, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join Lori, John, and I this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it is truly our pleasure. You know, I guess I want to ask, I'll start with this question. Are you finding the icon status a little difficult to wear, or do you understand how important you have become to so many of us that care about issues that affect women?
Oh, I would never refer to myself that way. You know, I think people respond to me because I'm a typical person who stepped forward and talked about something that was important to the women around me and made a difference by raising my voice, and that's something that all of us can do.
Well, I think you're right, Sandra. Everybody can, but not everybody does, and that really does set you apart. And not only did you take your licks for it on a national stage, but you continued to fight back and really have given voice not only to women in general, but I think you've been iconic and quite the role model for the young women that we're trying to reach, especially in this election cycle.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I think Planned Parenthood is the group that does the amazing work for young women in this country.
Well, you know, Sandra, and I'll let both Lori and John speak more to this, but in Michigan, and I'm sure you're aware of this, we have had a very conservative, very reactionary Republican legislature, both in the House and the Senate. We have a Republican governor. We have a Republican controlled Supreme Court. We have a Republican Attorney General. Everywhere we turn, there has been an attack on women, women's health, and women's rights in the state of Michigan. And certainly, and I said this as I introduced you, without what you did, without really a conversation that you forced upon both the national and the local stage, I don't know that we would be having the kind of interest and activism that we currently have. I really don't think that would have happened without you.
Well, I have certainly heard about a lot of the efforts in Michigan, and I think Michigan and Virginia and a few other states really have had incredible movement this year, and a lot of activism, a lot of people raising their voices, and I'm just really glad to see that. And see women standing up and drawing a line that this is not the type of legislative and government activity they elected their officials to engage in.
John, why don't you comment on how more active people have been since the Sandra's case came to public light and if that made a difference in people showing up and standing up?
Absolutely. You know, I think it did. You know, when we think back to the hearing that Sandra was denied from speaking at, and we got that incredible image from the U.S. House of Representatives where we see this panel assembled to have a discussion around birth control, and it was all men. Not one woman was allowed to speak, and Sandra was, of course, that woman who was so publicly denied the right to do so. And I think at that point, women and the men who loved them all across the country began to recognize what was really at stake here, what we're really talking about. You know, for years and years and years, we've had this divisive debate about abortion. But when we started talking about insurance companies covering birth control and then having congressional hearings that don't allow any women to speak to the issue of birth control, nearly 99% of all American women will use some form of contraception during their lifetime, and not allowing one woman to speak about such a critical issue to women's health really woke people up and sort of spoke to them and said, look, they're coming after birth control. They're trying to deny us access to basic reproductive health care. And the silencing of Sandra was just a very incredible, outrageous example of that. And it really did wake people up to what is at stake and what they're really coming after here.
Yeah, I would love, Sandra, for you to chime in and tell us what you're hearing on the campaign trail and the various places that you have talked to folks and really stumped not only for good candidates, but we're honored that you've done that for Planned Parenthood. What are you hearing from young women about how what happened with you really inspired them to step forward differently than they might have?
Well, I do hear that it was an important moment for folks that really drew attention to the issue. And I think that's critical because, unfortunately, too often women's health is attacked in state legislatures and in Congress and in regulatory agencies, you know, in the dark, and people don't realize that it's happening as hard as groups like Planned Parenthood advocates try to make people aware of that. But I am hearing, as I'm going around the country, from, you know, many women and men of all political persuasions, that they're very concerned about this, that, you know, this is not how they would prioritize government action, that they stand with Planned Parenthood and they have needed and relied on Planned Parenthood and support Planned Parenthood. And from young women, I hear that they're surprised that we're having these fights. A lot of people, I think, thought that the controversy was only about abortion and are surprised that it's broader than that and that defunding Planned Parenthood is not really about limiting abortion, but especially on the federal level, the result is that it cuts off access to a lot of other services like breast cancer screenings and cervical cancer screenings. And so people are realizing that and are very upset about it.
Yeah, I got to ask you, what was it like when you were sitting there right after this all, the hubbubaloo started and the phone rings and it's the President of the United States? What was that like for you, Sandra?
You know, it was a pretty amazing moment, not something that I had ever expected to happen. But, you know, I was really honored to hear from him, and he's an amazing guy.
You're pretty proud to be out there stumping for him today, aren't you?
I am, and I'm also working for a lot of congressional candidates who I think are going to stand up and stand with women when they get to Congress, because it's important that we all remember that this isn't just a presidential election and how critical it is that the president has a Congress who he can work with in D.C., a Congress that believes in women's health.
And no truer words have been spoken. We only have a minute left. Sandra, why is it important today to talk to my audience that they take a few minutes, $5, $10, whatever they can afford to support Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan?
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize what Planned Parenthood does for all of us. So in addition to the services that they provide for each of us, it's such a trusted place that women can go and know that they won't be judged, that they'll have all of their legal and medical options presented to them, and that they can rely on Planned Parenthood, and so many women have. And the political arm of Planned Parenthood does amazing work fighting to protect those rights in our courts and in our legislatures, and to make us all aware of what's at stake in elections and what's being debated in our government. So we all rely on them, and that's why we have to stand with them.
Well, Sandra, I can't thank you enough for taking your time today. Your voice being added to this effort this morning for us to raise a couple bucks to make sure that we can play in the state on a political level just means everything. And certainly for having you be on the campaign trail, not only for President Obama, but giving your voice to really support Planned Parenthood and the work that we do has been a game changer. So as one of the folks in the field, I certainly take my hat off to you and extend you my sincere gratitude.
Well, I'm happy to help, but again, I just appreciate all that Planned Parenthood does.
Sandra, thank you so much. Have a great day in Ohio, and we'll hopefully visit with you again soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Sandra Fluck, she needs no introduction. She really doesn't need an explanation. We're going to give you information when we come back, how to donate today. Today is a fundraiser, and you need to do that. Remember, for every dollar you donate, someone is matching that dollar. This is important to know. Share it with your network. We'll come back right after this and continue our fundraiser for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If American voters are paying attention to Romney's trip, they can't be comforted by Mitt Romney's performance.
The Chicago Tribune quoted our old friend Rahm Emanuel saying, "I don't know how he'll handle the head of state job. He's made a mess of being a tourist."
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
Checking your rush hour traffic, there are major slowdowns on just about all of the freeways, but here are your hot spots. They just cleared that accident on 275 southbound before Ecorse Road, but you still got stop-and-go traffic from Ford Road. Got more stop-and-go traffic on 275 northbound between 6 Mile and the 696 M5 split. Accident has your right center lane blocked on 696 eastbound just before the Lodge, and you got stop-and-go traffic from 96. Another accident has your right two lanes blocked on 696 eastbound as you approach 75, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from Coolidge. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price. Only at Old Country Buffet and Fire Mountain Buffet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and pay time off. The non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard. No one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
All right, donations are coming in. This is what we need you to do before we get to our next guest. We need you to call the following number if you would like to make a donation via telephone. And that's a toll-free number, 888-437-9511. Again, that's 888-437-9511. Or you can go to miplannedparenthood.org, which is a secure and safe place to make your donation as well. So, again, 888-437-9511, miplannedparenthood.org. Now, I have put this on the Facebook page. I have put it at thetonyshow.org. So that information is everywhere we can possibly touch you. So make sure you do that. And I remind you, they have a couple donors that are matching dollar for dollar up to $25,000. The other thing I need you to do is I need you to make sure you either get on the phone, get on social media, get on email, or text people, ask them to listen to this program, or just ask them to make a donation. There isn't a person within the sound of my voice who doesn't know someone that needs what Planned Parenthood provides. So let me just say that. Now, John, I'm going to let you introduce our next guest, because I would guess you know Megan a little bit better than I do.
I most certainly do. Megan Groen is our Director of Government Relations and Political Fundraising. She is up in Lansing and faces the legislators every day. She works on our behalf to make sure that legislators understand the importance of increasing access to Planned Parenthood services and moving forward prevention-based policies and beating back outrageous attacks like House Bill 5711, which Megan is going to tell us about. Hey, Megan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Fantastic. Well, I just wanted to let you guys know I've been listening all morning, and I'm very excited about the show today. And I just kind of wanted to touch on a couple things that are on my mind while I was listening in this morning. And I couldn't help but think about how different the faces of this election is in 2010, when we were told that the election was just about jobs and the economy, nothing was really going to happen with women's rights. I kept hearing that again and again working for Planned Parenthood, and that, you know, people weren't going to vote on social issues and that wasn't important. And I think that the last two years we've seen, you know, unfortunately, that absolutely was not the case. And I think, I mean, first off, one thing is that women's health care isn't and shouldn't be considered a social issue. Women having access to affordable, quality health care services, including birth control, is an economic issue for women and families in Michigan. And I think that's something that people didn't really maybe understand or realize until recent attacks have, you know, really brought these issues to the forefront. We certainly knew at Planned Parenthood that we've got 90,000, you know, Michigan women, men, and teens that count on us every year for their essential health care services, and for the vast majority of these patients that were their only health care visit every year. And then we ended up seeing something with House Bill 5711 come in, which really, you know, these legislators in Michigan kind of went through and really launched some attacks on women's health care. And I think that the intent of the legislation was very clear. It's probably maybe the only thing that we and some of the legislators in Lansing agree on is that the intent of the legislation was to ban abortion in all circumstances, shut down women's health care centers, including Planned Parenthood, and that's absolutely the goal.
Yeah, I think. Morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Lori?
I'm well. You know, Tony, 5711 has been our fight of the summer. And what we've seen around the country is exactly what's happening here in Michigan. I think those that are really opposed to women's reproductive choice and rights are coming at it, have come to some understanding that they may not be able to overturn Roe, which is what they would like to do, is to overturn Roe versus Wade, the 1973 court decision that made abortion the law of the land. And I think what they are doing instead is just chipping away at access in various ways that at first blush sound completely reasonable. But we all need to understand that there is only one unified agenda behind every single one of these pieces of legislation, including this omnibus bill that we're fighting, and that is to make abortion less accessible and to force women into desperate choices that women faced on a regular basis and sort of life-threatening issues before Roe was the law of the land. And I think that's precisely what could happen in Michigan. And it's all wrapped in legislation that sounds completely reasonable, that they want to increase standards of abortion centers so that they're safe for women, when in fact what they are trying to do is put up barriers that are ridiculous. One really good example is that this legislation would force our health centers who do only medication-based abortion, meaning we dispense a pill, which a woman manages at home with good physician intervention and instructions, and they would have us create our health centers that do that service alone, be freestanding outpatient surgical facilities. Those sorts of things, which if you take a deeper dive, you understand has nothing to do with women's health and safety. And I think, you know, as gets highlighted, has gotten highlighted, and we were talking earlier, Tony, about the number of people who happen to be Republicans in this cycle that are just speaking the truth, starting with Rush Limbaugh and his attack on Sandra Fluck, and then going on to, you know, Congressman Aiken, who said, you know, that some rapes are legitimate and others aren't. Those kinds of things, that is that's really the sentiment of the legislators that are really backing this sort of thing. So make no mistake, this is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Megan, what is the update on 5711? Where do we stand with that here in the state of Michigan?
Well, it has passed through the House of Representatives. So it went through committee. It's gone, had a vote on the House floor, and it has gone through Senate committee, and it sits on the Senate floor. Potentially, if it was voted on the full Senate floor, it would be sent to the governor at that point. We do anticipate that possibly, you know, some changes to the legislation might be made, which would send it back to the House of Representatives for them to concur before it went to the governor. But as of right now, I mean, we're you know, just a blink away from this going to the governor. We have heard there's been reports that, you know, I think a lot of us have probably heard that the women's vote is very important this election for the state legislature, for the presidency, pretty much for, you know, every election that we're looking at. And I think that there's some folks that are a little bit scared, and that they know that they've seen all of the women showing up 8 times in Lansing, with pink shirts, thousands of women, upset about this legislation. And I'd love to tell you that Planned Parenthood could get that many women out, you know, on their own just by calling them up. But no, I mean, this is something we've had a lot of help with. I mean, people are very, very angry with the attacks that have been going on with women's health care.
Yeah, as they should be, Megan. We're up against the break. I want to thank you for joining us. Let me remind you, donations are coming in. Where's yours, folks? 888-437-9511, miplannedparenthood.org. That's 888-437-9511. MiPlannedParenthood.org. A lot more on the other side. Send that donation in now. Doesn't matter how much it is. It's being doubled up to $25,000. It does count. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
Checking your rush hour traffic, there are major slowdowns on just about all of the freeways, but here are your hot spots. They just cleared that accident on 275 southbound before Ecorse Road, but still got stop-and-go traffic from Ford Road. Got more stop-and-go traffic on 275 northbound between 6 Mile and the 696 M5 split. Accident has your right center lane blocked on 696 eastbound just before the Lodge, and you got stop-and-go traffic from 96. Another accident has your right two lanes blocked on 696 eastbound as you approach 75, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from Coolidge. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's with more fun than ever. Find game pieces on your faves like Big Mac and large fries. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Shouldn't we be encouraging people to vote, including making the process much easier and accessible than it is now? After all, voting is a citizen's most basic act of democratic participation, and we're told by editorialists and school teachers that it's our civic duty. Yet Republican officials in many key states have been going all out to discourage voters from casting ballots. This is un-American. Well, that's exactly the problem, cry GOP politicos, feverishly warning that hordes of non-Americans are swarming into our polling places to pervert our elections with their illegal votes. Thus, say Republican partisans, we must preserve the sacred integrity of the ballot by conducting sweeping purges of voter lists, especially in Democratic areas. And we must impose a new layer of authoritarian show-me-your-papers impediments on darker-skinned voters. For example, the GOP Secretary of State in Colorado excitedly asserted, Joe McCarthy-style, that he had a list of 11,805 non-citizens who were on the state's voter rolls. To prove it, he targeted 3,900 of them, directly challenging their citizenship. The Colorado Politico hoped to make a name for himself with this ugliness, but oops, he only made a fool of himself. It turns out that only 141 of his targets had any questionable status, and only 35 of those had ever voted. Even more embarrassing, his hit list of 35 illegal voters included 8 people in Denver, but an independent check there found that all 8 are citizens. This is Jim Hightower saying, meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the Republican leader of the state house didn't even pretend that his effort to ram a voter ID requirement into law had a more noble purpose than raw partisan politics. The law, he gloated, is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. So much for ballot integrity.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Joining me now is the author of Obama's America, Dr. Ian Riefewicz.
Our friend Mitt Romney has a book called No Apology, The Case for American Greatness. And to me, this sounds like a five-year-old running for president. How can you say that our country is so great that I'll never, ever, ever apologize for it, never, ever, ever. It sounds like the next thing he's going to say, I'm going to hold my breath until I turn blue. I mean, it's absurd. You have Barack Obama, and you can look at his statements on any number of examples, but he can talk in his Nobel Prize speech about our role in the world over time. And he praised the tremendously positive things that we've done over the world, whether we're, you know, leading the coalition against Nazism or all these various things. But he also says, but there have been instances where we've made some mistakes. Well, that's very different from I'm never, ever going to apologize. It's recognizing that a country can be great and good and yet imperfect, and it can do better.
On 1310 WDTW. Got something to tell Tony? 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. Now, time to punch back in.
All right, welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. We are in the middle of our fundraiser for Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. You know, feel free to call us if you have a question. And that number, of course, 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. For donations, and I'm happy to say they are now coming in. I'm just waiting on yours. MIPlannedParenthood.org, MIPlannedParenthood.org. And the number to call, if you'd like to do your donation that way, 888-437-9511, 888-437-9511.
Tony, I'd like to offer a challenge. You know, there's lots of females listening today who have accessed Planned Parenthood services, and I'm going to implore you, forego a cup of coffee or a snack or something today and throw a couple bucks our way, because I think, you know, we've been there for you, and we're now turning around and asking you to be there for us on behalf of all of the women that need our assistance right now. So, you know, if you can make a phone call, get to a website, 888-437-9511 is the number, and we'd be grateful.
Absolutely. That's Lori Lamran, who is the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. And our other guest in studio is John Kesserich, who is the director of political field operations. John, as we were talking to Megan in the last segment about 5711 and where it's at, I mean, that does cause some concern and some, you know, pause. Whether or not we will see action on this before, I don't think we'll see before the election, certainly, but after the election, and depending on what happens in that election, I think that if the Democrats do take back the House, you may see some pretty quick action on that.
I think that's right. When they do reconvene for the lame duck session after the election, you know, if Democrats do have a good showing on election day, we will likely see some seats flip, and we'll have a number of those legislators who were elected back in 2010, you know, sort of on that conservative wave, who will be interested in passing some of this outrageous legislation that they said they were going to Lansing to pass. So it still remains a threat. We still remain vigilant, and we'll still keep fighting back.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that we need to talk. We have a little fun. Don't want to be too serious, this whole thing. We had talked last night, John, about the flash mob. What happened with that? I haven't checked in with you on that.
So it was incredible. You know, our friend Shelley Weisberg, she'll be joining us in a bit. She and her daughter had this, you know, stroke of genius while running on the treadmill one evening that we should do a flash mob. You know, we had done 7 different actions at the Capitol, and Shelley was thinking, what could we do to make it interesting? And so they came up with this flash mob. We did a dance to the very popular. To the tune of the very popular Call Me Maybe song, which we've all seen, you know, lip dubs of on YouTube. And, you know, over 300 people showed up. We weren't sure how many people would know the dance, how many people would be really into it. And people had an incredible time. Everybody knew the dance. We were shocked and pleasantly surprised. It was an incredible time. People had agreed, you know, it was a really fun way to bring, bring to light to the importance of the negative impact that 5711 would have on women's lives. And so we wanted to have a really fun way for people to engage, and it went incredibly well. You can see the videos on our Facebook page, on ACLU's Facebook page. It was a great time. Check it out. And, you know, we do know how to have fun. You know, we deal with really, really tough issues that have dramatic impacts on people's lives, but we do know how to have a good time in the process.
All right, my next question is very direct. Did you know the dance?
I certainly knew the dance. I somehow ended up on the Capitol steps with the legislature. I don't know exactly how that happened, but it was a good thing that I had learned and knew
and
the dance because I was on
camera.
We have
it on video. John Kesserich boogieing down with the legislators. It was
all right.
And
now,
you know,
I would pay to see that.
And you can. It's on video.
The fun thing that has happened this summer, that one of the things that heartens me is you look out across a group of 300 women and men and young children doing a dance, and we have 82-year-olds and people there with their 3-year-old daughters who are boogieing down together. I know that's an old term. God, I'm dating myself. But, you know, who are doing this fabulous flash mob dance to a song, and everything in between. The diversity of this group is just amazing and heartening, and it really brought things together. So hats off to Shelley and her daughter who thought this was a good idea.
Well, obviously it was a good idea.
It was a fabulous idea.
All right. John, talk a little bit about some of the things that you do. I know volunteers, Lori and John, volunteers are really the backbone of Planned Parenthood, both on both sides, so the advocacy side and certainly the clinical side. But talk about the people that you work with, and certainly I would think that a big part of your job is recruiting volunteers into your efforts.
That's exactly right. So, you know, on our field team, we do work to engage people around Planned Parenthood's issues, to have a positive impact on public policy, to make sure, you know, that we're moving forward proactive public policy that enhances women's health, be back policy that, you know, creates barriers to accessing reproductive health care. And then we work to make sure that we're getting elected officials elected who will stand with us and who will fight for those policies and against those bad policies with us. You know, we work on college campuses all across the state. We have 9 incredibly strong student groups on the largest campuses to some of the smallest, with, you know, incredibly dedicated young women and men who are, you know, working every day to talk to their peers on campuses, to get them involved in, you know, legislative issues like 5711, to get them involved in the election. And then we work across the state. You know, this election we'll be talking to nearly 100,000 voters, talking about the importance of getting to the polls, talking about who is on our side, what candidates are pro-choice and who will fight for access to reproductive health care when they do get to office. You know, so when we're talking about raising funds for, you know, the advocacy side of the work that we do, it is to make that work happen, you know, to make sure that we can knock on 10,000 doors, to make sure that we can call 100,000 different people and talk to them about the importance of this election and which candidates are going to stand up for them. You know, so we're talking about, you know, getting the resources that we need. It's all about getting people on the ground, knocking on doors, making phone calls, making a difference in legislative battles and making a difference in this election. And of course, we've talked over and over about the importance of women this election, and that couldn't be more true. We see President Obama leading by 18 points among women across the country. And so if women show up to vote, you know, we will have more mindful, more thoughtful, more compassionate leaders in both Congress and the state legislature. So we hope folks will join us.
You know, and John, we can ask you this question too, but Lori Lamoran, I want to ask you, do you think we need more women legislators? Do you think that that would help change the conversation?
Oh, I think we have good data that shows that it does. I think that, you know, there in fact are differences among the genders, and we celebrate those differences. I wouldn't want an all women legislature, nor do I think it's good to have the overwhelming numbers of men that we have. You know, we have really good data that says when women enter the conversation, and this happens in boardrooms as well as legislative halls, that policies are more compassionate, they are more sort of mindful of what the struggles that happen with families and young people and children, and the conversation gets richer. And if we could just get to a point where Republicans and Democrats, men and women, could come together, the product would be amazing. Because what it really takes, you know, the old takes a village is true. It takes lots of different viewpoints. It takes lots of different minds and good thinking that rallies around to create really, really robust and helpful public policy that has an economic side as well as a compassionate side. And I just don't believe those things are mutually exclusive. And without women at the table, there's a voice that gets lost. And I think that now the number of women that we do have in legislature, you know, we're going to talk to Representative Brown soon. You know, when those kinds of things happen and women feel marginalized even after they're there, the likelihood of women feeling ready to run is incredibly small, and I think that's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. You know, John, as you were talking to Sandra Fluck, one of the things that you talked about was the advocacy effort. So as we're raising money today for the advocacy effort, where will that money go? I think it's important that we have that discussion.
Yep.
What will we do with the money that's raised today?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're looking at working in targeted districts across the state, making sure that voters have the information they need to make wise, informed decisions about which candidates are on their side and which candidates aren't. Well, so we have to communicate with 100,000 voters across the state. And so that means sending each one of them three different mail pieces. That means calling each one of them at least once. And then when we identify positive voters, getting them out to the polls over GOTV weekend, that Thursday through that Tuesday. And so all of that communication, all of those mail pieces, all of those phone calls, all of the literature pieces that hundreds of volunteers will be dropping at people's doors, all costs money. And, you know, that's the money that we're raising here today to put into direct voter contact programs that will help, you know, make a huge, gigantic impact on what the outcome of the November election will be.
And, you know, Tony, as impactful as social media and things on the web really are, really can't beat with a stick personal contact on the phone. And I know a lot of people hate the billions of political phone calls they get, but the fact of the matter is, political campaigns continue to use them because
they work. Yeah.
And showing up on somebody's porch, you may not want to talk to people. I think we have a little higher likelihood with Planned Parenthood of getting people to open the door. But getting to talk to people and explain things, having the opportunity to listen and understand what's on voters' minds, erase some of the myths, that sort of thing, works. And while we are very grateful for the hours and hours that volunteers put in, we also know that it takes dollars to make sure that happens. It does not happen by magic.
Well, one of the ways that we can do that is, there are two ways right now. 888-437-9511 is the number to call to make your donation via telephone. Or you can go to the web, miplannedparenthood.org, miplannedparenthood.org. I remind you, we have this stuff up on the Facebook page. I've also posted it to the website, thetonyshow.org. So there are two ways. And what else? Folks, you know, they've got donors that are going to match what we raise up to $25,000. When we continue, State Representative Lisa Brown joins us. You, of course, remember her and Representative Barb Byram made national headlines, well, because they had the audacity to stand up. And that's really what they made headlines for. We'll continue on First Shift right after this.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org. www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Today is fundraiser day for Planned Parent Advocates of Michigan. I remind you once again, it's MIPlannedParenthood.org. You can make a secure donation there, MIPlannedParenthood.org. Or you can call toll-free 888-437-9511. Lori Lamoran, I find this interesting. We start the hour with one hero, one icon, Sandra Fluck. We end the hour with another hero and another icon, State Representative Lisa Brown, who joins us now. Lisa, it was great to talk to you earlier this week, but you're here today in a very different capacity. I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
It is my pleasure and it's my honor to stand in support with Planned Parenthood. But thank you for having me again, Tony. Always good to talk to you.
I appreciate that. Lori, I know you're grateful for what both Lisa and her colleague Barb Byram did, standing up for women, more specifically about 5711. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I think you're right, Tony. You know, the thing that bonds Representative Brown and Sandra Fluck is that they took their civic duty, and in Lisa's case, her representative duty, very, very seriously, and chose to speak in a forthright manner on behalf of women, and got bashed around for it. That's the thing that bonds them. So I welcome you, Lisa, to talk today, and again, you know, thanks for all you've done so far. You maybe have done more to help us with 5711 than virtually anybody else.
Well, you know, my goal would be to actually kill the bill. But thank you, Lori. I appreciate it. And you know what? The truth is, Lori, I wouldn't have been able to stand there without having the past support of Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood helped me get into office, your support. So thank you. And the work that you do, you know, to help get pro-choice candidates elected is vital. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to through the years of campaigning who tell me they're voting for an anti-choice candidate. And I know that they're pro-choice, and I question them on it. And they say, oh, they can't overturn Roe versus Wade. You know, I hope this has been a wake-up call, that there are backdoor ways of overturning Roe versus Wade and denying women their constitutional rights. And, you know, and we saw that just in the discussion of House Bill 5711. You know, women weren't allowed to testify in committee. I had with me on the floor when I was giving my floor speech 10,000 cards from people across the state of Michigan saying I stand with Planned Parenthood. They whisked those away right before I was about to speak. And then, of course, I gave my floor speech and, you know, then was silenced after that. You know, they want to tell us what we can, not only, you know, what we can do or what we can't do with our bodies, but what we can and cannot say. I mean, there is a real war on women. And, you know, it's really scary. In this election, we need to have our voices be heard. And, you know, when you look at, and I know we talk about having women in office, and you know, as a woman, of course, I feel that's very important, and we are underrepresented in our legislature. But there are some wonderful pro-choice men as well who are more pro-women than some female candidates. So I just, you know, for people who care about choice, don't think just because there's a woman that she's pro-choice. So, you know, for me, it's always been a very important issue. That's kind of the, if you're not pro-choice, it really doesn't matter what else you have to say, because that means you don't respect me as a woman to make my own choices for myself and my family.
Well, you know, Representative Lisa Brown, and I clearly remember watching the video of you trying to make your case and actually making your case, being very passionate about it. And I'm watching it, and I'm saying to myself, finally, a representative that's representing. And you are actually representing an interesting group, your constituents. Perhaps some of your colleagues have forgotten why they're there.
You know, Tony, I've definitely seen that, because while they're going outside to talk to the lobbyists, they're not talking to their constituents on the phone, or they're not reading their constituents' emails. Or, like I said, those 10,000 postcards that said they stand with Planned Parenthood and they oppose that legislation. You know, and when you watch the video, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. You watch the video and you can see my colleagues in the background. And, you know, I finished my floor speech. I say the word vagina. There's no jaws that hit the ground. There's no gasps. There's no reaction. But they just found, you know, they just decided overnight that, hey, let's silence her. You know, most people didn't react to it. I got applause. But there wasn't any, you know, you can see their faces. There was no major reaction. And it was just another way to shut women down.
Well, and I think it's it always struck me funny after this happened, Lisa. I mean, you had the audacity to use an actually accurate biological term.
Yeah.
But there were there was an incident not too awful long before that when two of your, I think, both male colleagues actually came to blows on the floor, blooding each other's nose, and nothing happened to them. But a woman stands up and says the word vagina, and the next day she's not allowed to represent the constituents that put her there to do it. So I think that we absolutely had a double standard.
Oh, there's absolutely a double standard. And not only that, you know, and I said right from the get-go, if you, you know, and I know ACLU picked on this, if you can't say the word vagina, you shouldn't be legislating vaginas. And the word vagina actually exists in Michigan statute three places. So, you know.
Well, and I thought it was funny was that one of your colleagues made the comment that what you said he wouldn't have said in polite mixed company in a private setting, and I thought, and I thought, oh, whoa, be to you. I feel badly for your partner and everybody else in your life.
How about that he's a doctor?
Even better. Doctor, yes. Glad that he's not treating anybody I know or I care about. Well, Representative Lisa Brown, I have to ask, especially that day that the vagina monologues was performed at the Capitol steps, and in some ways that had to be a freeing moment for you. I would think not only as a legislator, but as a woman, to know that so many people cared so much that they came from all corners of the state to say thank you.
Yeah, you know what, Tony, I mean, even just thinking about it, I get emotional all over again because, you know, as both of you have said, I was speaking for my constituents, but not just my constituents, for other people who aren't represented by their representative. You know, so there's people from across the state, and actually I think we had some people from out of state come for the vagina monologues. But to see that people brought their daughters, I mean, there was every generation there, and it was, you know what, we've had enough, and we're going to celebrate, and I think everybody there felt empowered. I mean, we're chanting the word vagina. We're standing on the Capitol steps. But we need to keep the fight up. You know, we've been having different rallies and you know, different actions to keep awareness and to keep everybody involved that this bill is still out there. And we really want to kill this bill. I mean, we want it to disappear. It does nothing to move Michigan forward. It does nothing to create jobs. In fact, it would result in a loss of jobs because clinics would close.
Yeah. Lisa, we're just out of time. I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. I know Lori and John feel the same way. Good luck on your race for county clerk and register of deeds. Folks, we wrap it up in this hour. One more to go. The number to donate, 888-437-9511, 888-437-9511. MIPlannedParenthood.org, MIPlannedParenthood.org. Somebody's matching every dollar we raise. You need to be a part of that success. We'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking that rush hour traffic, still lots of major slowdowns on your drive and accidents. We got one over on 696 eastbound just before Telegraph. That's head over to 75 southbound just before Square Lake Row. Accident has your right shoulder blocked. We got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on 8 Mile Road westbound just before the Lodge. And on the Davidson westbound at Livernois, disabled vehicle has the left lane blocked. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and 67. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow, 77 and partly cloudy, and it's currently 61 with showers scattered throughout the morning. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, now on for four full hours from...